Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They may call him at time to time Dr. Lowe, Coach, the Love Guru. WBSW Radio has listeners and watchers in 25 countries. Dr. Lowe, make it do what it do.
My God has blessed us one more time on wonderful Wednesday. Most people call it hump day. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, and we wanted to correct that. We have 29 countries, and we're going to have to get with our promo director and get that in line, which is myself, and we'll make sure we correct that. It's so good to come before you because we have an awesome show planned for tonight. I call it a special show because it's all about telling the truth, talking the truth. And a lot of times we don't want to talk the truth. We got too many people that prefer to tell you a lie than tell you the truth. And we want you to be able to share your thoughts here. We want you to be a part of Tell the Truth on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. The call-in number so you can be a part of the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number. Ask for your location, and you can begin to chat with the host. In tune with them, we have Lisa Levine and myself, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. So we're really excited about being able to come before you. I tell you, by being excited, we want to get all options so you can be a part of it. We are interactive internet station. And I want to say it like said slow so it makes sure to be heard. We want to be interactive. So we want you to go to the web link. We want you to check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You have a chance to also view this on Facebook, on Instagram, and how you can do that on Facebook is facebook.com/DRL. And then on Instagram, we're partners with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated out of Greenville, Alabama. And you can follow those brothers on Facebook by Sigma Greenville with the number 10. You can also check out all of our shows through that same media site. So we're really real happy. It's truly happy. Now, if you want to check us out on Twitter, you have that opportunity as well. You can go to at WBSW_internet_talk_radio, along with at The Smith Way Productions, at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And as well as talking about Instagram, we're broadcast on one show tonight, one media site tonight, but there are several others we use. We use President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith or at. And if you want to check out our on-demand episodes, you can go to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio, and we have a YouTube channel called The Smith Way Productions. Yeah, God is so good. He's blessing us with an opportunity to share with you. We talk about listeners and watchers in 29 countries. That's a blessing. It's truly an opportunity to get the word. The title for tonight's show is Socialization and Life After the Pandemic. And we'll talk more about that, but I want to give you just a little bit more information before we get started up. We want you to be a part of our giveaway. We have WBSW Radio Giveaway, and you can register for that via Cash App or PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, take whatever account or transactional means you have and email it to LorenzaD.Smith15@gmail.com. You probably say, what are the giveaways? We have an opportunity and we raffle off trips to Atlanta, 3 nights. We take care of each one of those nights. Or Orlando, It will be the same opportunity, three nights, and we'll make sure we take, but you have to handle the amenities that comes along. You have to handle your travel to get there. But we just want to give something back. We also have an opportunity to have vouchers. We give away gas vouchers, food vouchers. You know, if you need medicine, we'll give away your voucher so you don't pay for your medicine. We want to give back. Then we have gift cards. And those gift cards may vary in amount, but it's an opportunity. Then on top of that, I ask for those transactions. I mean, so we can bless you with a love offering. So God has blessed us to be able to do this. It's on the behalf of the support of people like Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, LLC out of Selma, Alabama, as well as WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one. I'm excited because the host with the most is joining us again tonight, and I'm so excited. See, if you're able to see and you're watching through Facebook or Instagram, I have in the background a true visual picture of our host with the most. This young lady, and I want to make it, and I introduce her. This young lady hails from the great state of Ohio. As far as you can get in Ohio before you're in Canada, Cleveland, Ohio. That gives her an opportunity that she wanted to venture out, get out of the cold north air, and get down the sunny beaches of South Florida. Boca Raton. She's a licensed social worker, a yoga instructor, along with owning a yoga. Further ado, I want to introduce and present to you and present to others the host with the most, Miss Lisa L. Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I
won't complain, God. It's been truly good. I was trying to press and get everything. I still have one of my devices not quite functioning up the far, but eventually we'll get it straight. But see, that's why you have to be able to improvise. And I have to go to another device, and that device is able to pull us up so we can have our show broadcast live through Blog Talk Radio, as well as our Facebook Live, which is through Messenger, along with Facebook and to Instagram. So it's sometimes it's a lot of work, and I have a computer just format up so I can just look up and just, instead of rattling papers, all I have to do is look up and all the information is up there. See, that's truly, truly a blessing. God has blessed us one more time. So Lisa, our title for tonight's show is Socialization and Life After the Pandemic. And I want to start off with socialization. And we're going to move forward that we'll be able to address how life has changed and how life is different as we're coming out of the pandemic to eventually get to end it. We're not there yet because I know particularly in the state I'm staying in, we have a lot of red counties. That means we've been infected. So, yes, we did. Most of us have had an opportunity to get out back, but that don't mean you can't get infected. That don't mean that you can't truly, what the signs say and tells me is you can't go to the hospital. People are still going to the hospital. People are still transitioning. So we have to begin to be passed like a hashtag responsible. So that puts a barrier on how we're going to be able to socialize, how we're going to be sociable, how are we going to go through nation. I want you to start off and share your thoughts in regards to we'll talk about socialization. How would you define socialization? And we'll move forward, and we've got several other things we're going to relate. Lisa Levine.
I'm going to give you my
interpretation
of respect, talking face to face, which I guess correct it or address it best we can when they become adults.
they're going to still bully. They're going to find, they're going to seek the weakest person out, and they're going to be on the job, harassing, giving them things they think is okay because that behavior was done as a child, and it become a part of them. And when he said come a part of them, they acquired their habits during that time. And that habit of bullying goes on to adulthood. And in adulthood, you have a challenge in trying to correct it. We're not saying it's too late, but we want you to know that we have to work with our young people. When we recognize something that is a habit developing, or something that may be a value that may not be positive, something is like an act, just like your attitude. If it begins to speak and move around when you're young and it's not positive, and if you continue to carry it when you get to adult, there are some things you're going to encounter. So socialization is important, and we have to focus on our young people and not just take for granted. I'm not so much in the setting with a lot of young people now. I'm on the university level, but I spent 36 years in that setting, and I saw children from generation to generation because I was able to see at least three decades plus of individuals, and I'm still seeing them because I reached the 40-year mark. I reached the 40-year mark, and I'm so glad to be able to reach that 40-year mark. I'm retired at 36.8. I've been working 4 years at this campus, this university campus, so I reached the 40.8. Sometime I see some of the aggressive behavior that I see even with college students and students sometimes in my class. There's nothing wrong with being aggressive, but if you think that is the way you can control people, some people use aggressiveness to control people. Relationship or a family relationship or a friendship. Some people use that opportunity because they were not corrected when they was young or discussed to a point about this may not be the best way. You're going to develop a habit that's going to create a socialization problem for you. So it's important that we do our best to address this process young. We have to make sure we have norms. And I'll say social normalcy. See, we got to have those norms in place and sometimes we call customs. You know, we all come from different means and different environments and we develop our customs. See, socialization come into play. See, when we talk about acquiring values and acquiring habits and acquiring the opportunity to have an attitude about society, about where you are, that becomes a part of you. It comes along and you bring your environment with you. It doesn't matter if I move from Central Alabama to South Florida. I'm bringing my habits with me. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing my values. I think Lisa can talk about this more so in regards to the fluctuation of many New Yorkers coming to South Florida. They have a different type of socialization up in New York, and they're coming rapidly in the last 6 months, and there are a lot of them bringing that socialization skills that they have with them, meaning they're bringing their attitude with you, they're bringing their habits with you, they're bringing their values. You know, it's one of the things that people always share, especially with us, you know, when you're a Southerner, they always talk about if you go to the big city, you don't supposed to look up because everybody know you're a tourist. You don't supposed to speak to people because people up there don't speak to each other. And I'm not saying, but that's what they put in your ears when you go travel to the north. So if that's going on while you're in New York and now you have moved to South Florida will have a tendency. Some I have encountered, because I thought that was the same way about Fort Lauderdale and Miami, but I found out that's not true. Those individuals have values and habits and have good attitudes down there. It ain't like they just totally did. Some do, because that is what they do. That's the aggressiveness of them. And when you talk about soldiers, you got to make it just, Lisa, you can jump in right there.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, when we talk about New York, we're not the one that's been here, like, before COVID. But I think what's happening, I've mentioned it before, it's not only me. If we get called, and it's like, I just moved here, I want to put it today. Because in New York, that's kind of what, I've never been in New York, but I'm still in New York, to be honest, because I don't know. You know, I know for myself, with some of the experiences I've had, I have to call with me. I don't know these people again. I want to put it in for my kids. I don't see them. I don't see them. And then it's like, I want to put it in for my insurance family, and it's no rationalizing. And it's aggressive, it's assertive. And half the time, I got the world. People don't even follow through with their story. They don't follow through with the things they have. And I get it. I don't know. I don't know. We were locked up for 3 months. I don't know what it was like. And I don't know what people are bringing here. But it is completely different. You know, I consider Florida a little bit more laid back than I can consider. I mean, I'm from Cleveland. You know, I go home, everybody, who is open? How are you? How are you? I forget to say hi when I'm home because I forget to talk to you. But there's some type of aggressive, and I don't know if that's the culture there, and it's just it's demanding. Because of what went on, it's just become more of a hostility when they're pulling me up. Everybody needs the word now. I tell people, avoid the word now. Like, I say, I'm not able to accommodate. Because I'm not. You know, my focus, my yoga program, I can't do, you know, I have adult clients now. It's not easy to achieve load, workload. But I can see it, and I can feel it. And, you know, you go in stores, and you say, hey, how's it going? And I'm always nice to the person that. And then they look at me like I'm crazy. It's the people being polite. That's how I would say. I am so high with someone, but one of them, the parents, they think, what do you do? You know, that's his upbringing.
Exactly.
And I think what they're bringing down is, you know, a lot of people are moving out because nobody wants to be young, even if you like it.
Okay. Look like Lisa froze up a little bit on her end. But we want to make sure you can be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell for your location. And then after getting your location, you'll have an opportunity to chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, as well as the host with the most, Lisa Levine. She looks like she unfolds and like we went offline for a second. I think it's some about this internet. Sometimes it works well, sometimes it does not work the way it's supposed to work. But we're going to hang in and she's going to rejoin us as soon as we reconnect back. But we're going to keep the show going and then she can fall in and I can give her catch her up to speed when we come up. Another thing we need to keep in mind about socialization is that we need to understand that our families, along with our teachers, along with our religious leaders, and our peers all play a role in each of our socializations. We all play a role. And Lisa, you're back now. We had lost the connection, so you're back now. You all play a role because it's important to understand for society to run smooth. We have to keep in mind that each individual functions based on what's going on in society. Each individual functions based on what they have learned. I just said about family members, how they play a role in working with developing your socialization, a person's socialization. Your religious, as well as the religious leaders, like your pastor, your rabbi, you know, the individuals you see in the Christian or in the church setting. Your teachers. People don't realize, so I tell teachers when I'm mentoring them that it's important what your expectation is of young people. We have to keep that in mind. What is your expectation? Because that sets some things into motion. We're not talking about when you get to high school. We're talking about at the P level, the preschool level, all the way up. It's important that we keep that in mind. And Lisa's back with us now. I've been here, bounced back.
I don't know where I got cut off.
Yeah, it had a little surge in that internet. And we're going to move Lisa now. We're going to kind of move our format. But I want to give a shout out before we do. We're going to talk about the types of socialization. We're going to talk about it. But let's give a shout out to those individuals joining us. We have Latasha Ward. Thank you, Latasha, for joining. Karen Copeland, and she said she's the best inspirational. Oh, yeah, that's talking about you, the host with the most. And then we have Leosha Bush, Miss Bush, EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Also, Karen put down several words of encouragement and just statement of how she feels about our host with the most. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we're going to make sure we shout it out as we move forward with the show. All right. Let's think about the types of socialization. People don't really realize there are several types of socialization, but we want to try to touch on just a few of them. One of the first, and I want to be able to address this, is the primary socialization. See, this occurs from birth through adolescence. Caregivers, religious figures, and peers guide this process. That's why it's so important. As we talked last night, I lost her again, but see, can we get her back? But during those years is so important during the process of preparing our young people for socialization. It's called primary year. It's called the primary socialization. It occurs from birth through adolescence. Then you also have what we call secondary. And in the secondary socialization period, this is what occurs throughout this process. See, this occurs throughout our lives as secondary. As we encounter groups and situations that were not part of our primary socialization experience, we have to adjust. That's why a lot of times people have to correct their behavior. And if we don't correct their behavior by those individuals like caregivers and teachers and educators and coaches and religious figures and peer groups, those individuals are going to carry on. They're going to operate in the primary area, but they also will move to a secondary area. So we have to kind of keep that in mind. That's the primary and secondary socialization period. The next thing we want to talk about is anticipatory socialization. I'm trying to hope this come on back up so Lisa can join. She asked me, can I see her? It is spinning to get ready, Lisa, to show you, so it's regrouping. So you should be coming on any minute now. We have when you anticipate, anticipatory socialization. it is more of a transition period where people transition into a new role. They may transition into the role of being a single person to becoming a married person to the point of having children. So we have to keep that in mind. So you have that area that you anticipate, and you have to kind of adjust your situation. And I have Lisa calling me, so I'm going to... I gave her access. Lisa, can you hear me? She hung up. So, and that's an important area because you're going to come out of the primary and the secondary. And the next area of socialization is developmental. It's important that we keep that in mind, the development area. And in the development area, you have a chance to truly develop yourself. This type of socialization is the one that involves the learning process. And I'm just asking Lisa, since we can't hold it on the live messenger, just call in to the station, and I'll make sure I get you live on there so you can call in. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Actually, your location. Then you can begin to chat with Dr. Louisa D. Smith and the host with the most, Lisa Levine. Next, as we look at, this is where, again, it's the learning process. It's where as you focus on developing social skills. That's the development stage. And the next stage that's so important, the re-socialization process. This is a process of socializing, of being socialized again, where you have to come back into it. You may have stepped out of, you stopped being a part of groups and you want to come back and re-socialize. And that's what, you know, happens. Now, you can get caught up in a situation if you want to re-socialize, where it allows you to regroup and take on that previous role. But the best thing to do is you took a step away. You stepped away so you could be able to adjust what was going on. It's important that we look at re-socialization process. That's making sure you're able to socialize again. So we want to keep that in mind. And I'm hoping we can get Lisa back up. I see her on Facebook. We can get her because she left the room and she has to make a request to me, so I can put her back on the room or either call Blog Talk Radio, which is a radio station. The next thing we definitely want to do, we want to give a shout-out to those individuals who joined us since our last shouted-out individual's name. We want to give a shout-out to our host with the most, she joined us on Facebook as well. That's Lisa Farah Levine. And joining us as well, BJ Jefferson. She's joined us along with other statements by those individuals that already on here. Thank you so much, Karen, for sharing some things on there. And we're going to work through the technical difficulties because that's where it sometimes be. But I have Lisa now available.
Nadia.
Okay, Lisa, we have you now on Blog Talk Radio.
Where do you leave off? Yeah, I can hear. Can you hear me?
Moving. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. We left off with talking about the types of socialization. I just went down the gamut of the types, and I only talked about four. I talked about primary socialization, anticipatory socialization. I talked about developmental socialization and re-socialization are the four I just touched on. And I want you to get, you have an opportunity now to kind of share your thoughts on all four of them, the ones you feel comfortable to share your thoughts on.
I think I want to talk a little bit about the first one, the primary, because I think that's a crucial time. I think that's a crucial time when you're a child in the early years of your life, because they say 0 to 5, that's technically when your personality develops. And I think it's a very important stage for a child to connect with the parent, parents to socialize their child, engagement, not throwing them on iPads, just saying. Teaching, you know, language, how to speak. Cognitive skills are developed. You know, what is a child understanding? And, you know, what is your routine or your norms in your family? Like, do you have dinner together? Do you go to lunch on Saturdays? Do you have activities you do together? How are you emotionally connecting also, I think, is important. How do you emotionally, socially, and physically connect with your child? I just think that's a critical time in a child's life. Just from things that I've studied and taken trainings on and working for a while, I worked with the younger kids. And I'm noticing now, I don't know, the kindergartners are struggling, like a lot of kindergartners. I don't see that social. I don't see the cognitive. I don't see the abilities connect always. That's what I'm noticing. So I think that's like a very crucial, critical time in a child's life. Because that's when they're little. And that's when you need to work with your child, you know, and not on a tablet or TV. We have dinner together. Then we do an activity. We play a game. You know, we work on, you know, what is it when they use blocks or letters, you know, and learning how to spell words and, you know, how do we answer an adult? You know, you can, you kids will pick up on it as they grow older. So that's the time I think that is very, very, very important in a child's life or in a child growing up into an adult.
And that's awesome right there. And it's so important. And you're probably looking at Lisa as well, that several individuals physically had to go to the secondary device from primary to secondary. Your voice is not coming in as loud, but we can work through it and make sure be able to.
Can you hear it now?
I can hear you. I can hear you, but because we're trying to get several devices and picking up that, because it's from a phone now. We're on a phone now. And it's on speakerphone. It might not be coming through as well. But individuals said, but that's part of what we have to work from sometime. And
I got my AirPod. Yeah, it's all electronic stuff.
And that's awesome. So we do thank you. So Lisa focused on the primary. I gave you exactly the other three to go along with that. And it's important that we kind of focus. But we're going to move our agenda from socialization and not so much why people struggle with it, but I would like to talk about it. But Lisa, I want to move to the part in our format about life after the pandemic. And some of the things you are seeing, especially with our children, you have shared on our Monday night show, how our children are having some challenges re-socializing. See, that's where the fourth one, re-socialization, come into play, because it was taken away from them for 2 years. And now they have to re-socialize, get back in the groove, get back and be able to, you know, find their friends they had developed 2 or 3 years ago, and kind of re-touch with them again. You want to share some thoughts about it? We want to address the life after the pandemic We can focus on socialization and anything you want to focus on regard some concerns or whatever you want to do. You can share your thoughts on that.
I'm concerned that, one, kids are not understanding a lot of things that are being relayed to them. Two, some kids, this is what I'm observing when I'm teaching, there's some kids, they don't want to join in with the group. Like, I'm very big on inclusion and group activity and connection and acceptance and whether or not you like this person, you need to learn to work together. But I'm noticing kids are very, they missed critical years. Like, I always feel like kindergarten is an important year. I feel like sometimes the kids are not understanding things that we're saying to them. You know, like we're trying to say like crisscross applesauce, like I say crisscross, like, and they're not, it's not processing. I feel like they academically very behind, which causes low self-esteem, anxiety. Some kids isolate. But the one thing I am noticing, and I started to give choices now, I say, if you want to, you know, have a partner in class, you can have a partner. If you don't, do it individually. But yeah, I'm noticing that. I think kids are used to being isolated. They can't wait to get back on their phones. You know, the older kids, TikTok and Snapchat folks, parents are not ways kids should be socializing. You guys all know how I feel about social media, and especially with our children. And I feel like our children also have a lot of things to say. And I feel like when kids are acting out, it's because they don't know how to emotionally regulate. They don't know how to express themselves. They don't know how to say, I'm anxious, I'm nervous, I'm mad, I don't understand my work. I feel like it's a huge issue. And then we look at the teachers, and teachers are frustrated, and, you know, because they're doing the best that they can to help the kids. But, you know, I've heard of more bullying, you know, kids just not being nice. And I think they don't know that they're not being nice sometimes. Sometimes I think they know, and then sometimes I think they don't know. I feel like we need a life skills class in schools, in every school. That's one of my goals, is to put a life skills class where we work on socialization and we teach kids those skills. But we also need the parents to work with those kids. I think we talked a little bit about that Monday, because we're missing that. And you have to keep in mind, when you're sitting in front of a computer, and what did we do that for 2 years? The kids sat in front of a computer. That's how they socialized, via a screen. And kids not wanting to go out, kids not wanting to communicate, kids not wanting to try new things. The other thing that bothers me is, and it's gotten people worked up, and it's come up in my sessions, the CDC is now saying maybe we didn't have to shut down. That's creating a whole slew of issues. Yeah. And kids hear that from their parents. They're hearing it somewhere. You know, these things are coming up, and I think our kids are hearing way too much information that they don't need to hear. There's no boundaries. There's no set boundaries. You know, if you think about it, what happened to the boundaries of what we tell our children and what we don't, and how do we help eliminate fears and anxieties in children? Because there's a lot of that that's happening. So I'm just telling you, and I'm blessed because I work with schools that we're very team-oriented. And we work together to help the kids. We don't remove kids from classes. We don't, you know, if something's wrong, you know, we try to figure out, you know, hey, what's going on? You seem upset today. Guys, it takes, teach your children how to use their words and how to express. Maybe change up some of the norms, you know, Dr. Lowe, maybe some of the norms we had pre-COVID are being shifted and need to be changed, right? Maybe some
right.
things need to be different now because things are different now. They're not the same, and it's obvious.
Exactly.
So that's my thought. I don't know if you want to jump in on that, but.
Yes. Thank you, Lisa, so much. And we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. We do have our internet up enough to where you can call in because Lisa Lady will call in. And she's speaking through a device that is not as loud as our normal devices. However, we're going to continue to move forward. But the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line to identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, and then actually your location. Then you can chat with the host with the most, Lisa Levine, and myself, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. As Lisa was saying, I think when we look at skills and developing socialization, it's important we go back to when we talked about the process in the beginning. A lot of our children lost 2 years of being able to work with others because they was at home in front of the computer. So how do we move forward to the point? As we talked about, as we come to the end of somewhere with this pandemic, because we're going to have to live with the pandemic. So that means that there's going to be cases beyond today and in the future where people will be infected. So one of the biggest concerns Lisa just shared, and that is that a lot of our young people lost out on those very important years, which is when we talk about they're learning the values and learning the habits and learning and developing the attitude, and they do that from socialization. When they go to school, they're able to socialize. They begin to see what's right and what's wrong. We teach them at home, but sometimes we do skirt the line just a little bit. But they begin to acquire the attitude. But when they lose 2 years, and that's talking about the pandemic, and it should be a concern for all of us. Our young people are going to struggle in the area of socialization. Their social skills are not going to be up to par. I don't know how many years it's going to take to get our young people for the last 2 or 3 years to move forward. Not only the ones that are adolescents or the ones that are children, friends, or whatever they be. A lot of times, even the ones that all succeed, and this is something you hear about, you know, as a con, it wasn't a pro, but a lot of our seniors lost some of the things that seniors get a chance to do in 20 and 21, like their parents or their brothers or their siblings or family members had to do when they were senior or junior. So they lost, because not only the seniors lost, the juniors lost too, because it rolled right over into 2021. That's one of the biggest things you hear from time to time in the state of Florida, who shut everything down. And kind of economically, it put them a little bit ahead of other places. But a young
right.
people also continue to learn from each other, where in some places they didn't get an opportunity to do that. So as we look at the pandemic and after the pandemic, let's focus on that as being one of the things where we can get our children caught up to speed. In the area of social, we also know that we have a challenge academically. But we have to keep in mind sometimes the race is not always given to the person of speed, but it's the person of endurance. We have to teach our young people to be ready to endure. It may take you a minute because it's some about missing, for example, as the requisition of math. a prerequisite of math. You learn basic levels all in, but you get to the middle school, you should be doing pre-algebra, algebra one, so you can move to algebra two, so you can move from algebra two to trigonometry. But that's the way life is. Think about losing that as one of the things that our young people will struggle with. The next thing, Lisa, I think our families had an opportunity, a lot of them took advantage of it, to come together during this time. And the families had an opportunity, as we talked throughout the pandemic, about you got an opportunity to play games, have time for each other, an opportunity to talk. So say that would be a concern. I have to say that was something that we was blessed to be able to do. Families had a chance to spend time with each other at home. As we know, the rat race of life, that you have to work and try to work hard so you can have a better, you know, opportunity in life. But sometimes working so hard takes you away from your family. We can't get it back, but I think we had an opportunity, and some people took advantage of it. Lisa, always share it. These are some things you can do. Go outside in your backyard.
101 things.
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead on, Lisa.
Can you hear? I wanted to just go back for a minute because I wanted to talk just briefly about my yoga program because it's not a typical yoga program, and I can do my program anywhere. But what I did notice with consistency and repetition, these kids get it. You know what I mean? Like what we learn in class is about respect, connection, inclusion. And some of my kids, I had a kid yesterday, she taught 20 minutes of a class. I was so taken aback. She's 8 years old. And she taught the class, and she was excellent. And I think with the schools where they were smart, my schools, me, and I'm not the end-all be-all, but they kept me through the end of the year, and then they started me soon, and we extended all our class times because the kids have that consistency. And I think the schools I'm at, and I can't speak for places I'm not at, they are implementing consistency because we know kids are better with consistency. And I can just see growth and see kindness, and I could see – and I over the summer, what was interesting, some kids where I taught were new. Like, there were kids I had already had, and they were getting frustrated with the kids that were – new kids because they were disruptive in the class. So my kids, I was so proud of them because it's like, okay, you need to sit. We sit, we listen to Miss Lee. So this is how we start the class. So my point of sharing this, kids do better with structure and consistency and with discipline. And I don't ever remove a kid from a class. I've said that before because I know, talk to me, what's going on? And the one word I keep hearing is hyperactive. So I'm trying to get them away from that word hyperactive. My body's having a hard time being calm. You know, we have to teach them. And there's, and like I said, it's just being consistent. And we're doing it at school, and I'm blessed because I even have some parents. You know, I have their numbers. I'll text them pictures. They're on my Facebook. I'm always happy to share. Or I'm leaving a school, I meet someone's parent, and I let them know how their child was doing, and they're happy. They want to know. And I say, do these things at home with mom and dad or whoever lives at home. But it's so important because they did lose so much. But consistency, structure, boundaries, and natural consequences. You know, a lot of times kids make their own choices, and then it's a good consequence or not such a good consequence. But it's very different, and I think we all have to learn to try to normalize this situation as best as we can, you know, for the kids, for the grown-ups. But these kids, they need us, and they need us to be good role models and to teach them, you know, to teach them and incorporate things into their lives. You know, it's just, it's like a disconnect almost, but I think we can do it. I have faith we can all come together and be unified and make change or adjustments to what's going on, because we can't go back, Dr. Lowe. We have to be present.
Yes.
And rebuild. That's the word that keeps coming to me lately, rebuild. We're in a rebuilding phase in life.
Yes, we are. And we all have, and a lot of us have an opportunity during the pandemic to kind of rebuild your family relationship, rebuild your opportunity.
Absolutely. Because
sometimes we get so busy, we can't focus on anything. Like, for example, if you got hobbies, you had a chance to kind of refocus on your hobbies because you had a lot of time to do that. Our children need to be able to do the same thing. Our children really need, as Lisa mentioned, everybody needs consistency, no matter what kind of relationship, whatever you're dealing with. But our children need it more so. And we have to sit down and talk with them and share so they'll know what consistency is. Creativity. A lot of our children are creative young people. Sometimes they don't get a chance to show their talent, but they kind of develop a lot of talent during these 2 years and even now. So what we have to do, we have to tap into what they're doing, tapping into a point where we support them. And that way, even though we lost the opportunity, but they're moving forward and they can see some positive things out of what we went through. So our concerns and some benefits, if we want to say, is that we was concerned that we was locked down, but from that, we took advantage. Just like Karen typed on about a group activity, yoga, music, and et cetera. And it's true that everybody understand that that's a time to kind of relax the mind. It's an opportunity. You're doing an activity together, and that helps. And it starts once you build from inside out, meaning from your family, from inside, and work your way out. You and your profession, especially as an educator, as a teacher, especially as a religious figure, you can build something special. Something special. And I see, Lisa, you typed the number. It's 4192.
She asked for the number.
Thank
Did
you
I
so
write
much.
It wrong?
It's
4192?
4192.
Sorry, I didn't have my glasses on.
For you to be able to tap into the socialization skills, tap into rebuilding, tap into the consistency, tap into the creativity, and it taps into commitment, because you are committed to be successful as a family, but committed to prepare your children through those early years so when they get to be adults, they can begin to see the success that's out there. We talked about values, which is what a child acquires as an individual through their years and their youth years. That's also an opportunity for them to develop the creativity. They can work on it. The ability to be consistent.
Absolutely.
If they see you, they gonna be consistent. They'll know you are the role model. So all is not lost. We have a great opportunity, and we can say coming out of this pandemic, life after this pandemic is not gonna be easy. Financially, some of us got to fight back. I'll say all of us, because I took a hit. Socially, we have to fight back. We have to rebuild. And that's what we're talking about in our time tonight, socialization and life after the pandemic. Want to give a shout out to Jim that's joining us and make sure I can, I saw him on here, so I want to, Jim Tomkoski joining us as well. Valeria Nelson. You might say Valerie, but Valeria Nelson is joining us as well. So those individuals joining us since we had our jumping around and playing. We have a caller, and I'm going to give this caller an opportunity to share their thoughts. And it's maybe Karen, may not. And the caller with the last four digits of 4194, you are now live. Give us your location.
All right. This is Karen
yes.
Copeland here, and I'm calling from Boynton Beach, and I just want to give a big shout-out to both of you. You're on the right page, and I just want to reiterate that this is a rough time for the kids, and I want to encourage every adult and parent to encourage their children to communicate. I was a speech therapist for 25 years, and I know how important it is, but now they're all looking at their screens all the time. They're waking up in the morning looking at their screens, and that is getting in the way. You have the combination of the pandemic and the computer generation, and they're having more fun playing their computer game than they would riding their bike with their friends or doing yoga with their friends or being in a drum circle. And so the parents really should be aware of that, because I know it's computer generation, but we're all still put on the planet as human beings to interact and to share and to love each other. And so any ways that we can get group activities, games, whatever it is, because they're going to be really wanting to go to their screens no matter what. And we got to say, no, no, honey, you can't go to that screen today. You got to ride your bike for 5 minutes. You got to do your yoga for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's my important advice. And I'm a drummer, and I've been watching this. There's a fellow a fellow in Delray that works with the youth, the black youth in Delray, the teenagers with drums. And it's one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen, and it's part of my vision too. And I'll be getting that together, maybe with Miss Lisa if we're lucky. But whatever, I just want to encourage parents to just encourage their kids to do group in-person things, because they will choose the computer no matter what. And once they get out of that computer, then they'll be happy.
That's awesome. I tell you, Karen, I thank you so much for that. Some awesome advice that we can take as just coming out of the pandemic, because the computer age is here, but that don't mean it should dictate our life. It shouldn't dictate everything. Young people, they still need to maybe have some activity, whatever. You mentioned yoga right here, and I know working hard, Lisa, and you all who are working hard, and you're down at Boynton Beach, so I know where you are up on off 95 up there, above Del Rado Beach. I was in Fort Lauderdale Sunrise, so you know I know exactly where you are. Thank you so much.
Any of you guys have a bunch of kids? Any of you guys have a bunch of kids? I'll do a drum circle anytime with any of them. You just ask Miss Lisa my phone number, and I'll be there.
Awesome, awesome.
Thank you. We need more of
that. Thank you so much, Karen. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's what we're talking about. And as we get, Lisa, we see our time go so fast. You know, we it's 8:05, 9:05 your time, and we're gonna get ready to wrap it up tonight, because I think we shared some things. I feel like we shared some things important about because we have to live. And I want you to take this opportunity now and share some final thoughts with us, with our watchers and listeners. Even though the volume might be as loud, but we continue to work. Some days it'll be rolling, and some days it won't.
It happens.
We'll make it. Yes, we're gonna make it do what it do.
I'm gonna try to talk louder. Can you hear, Dr. Lowe?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay. Just some final thoughts, and I think it's good we have open discussions, and I'm actually glad that Karen brought up something that she does, that she's passionate about it, and I encourage other people, you know, we're coming on to do this every other Wednesday. Please feel free, if you are doing an activity or you have something, whether out of Florida, in Florida, please share it. You know, I'll go anywhere to do my program, and, you know, I think, you know, it's very good that we're connecting and talking and trying to find solutions, because it is so important for these kids to be out and about. And when they are on these computers all the time and they are on these social media stuff, it increases depression, it's increased suicide rates and anxiety. And I want people to think about that. And I know even for adults, I can't personally keep up with it. Honestly, I have so many things going on, so I can't imagine as a kid you're trying to answer this one, answer that one. They even have hidden apps now, which scare me. Like, there's a calculator app. It's not a calculator, though. It's an app kids go on to text secretly. So just be mindful and aware of what your kids are doing if they don't seem right. And sometimes kids don't want to talk to their parents. There's therapists. There's counselors. There's free services also. But please, movement. And I know that kept me going. I mean, I walked. I forgot we were starting at 8. But I ran down to the beach and walked 2.5 miles just to get my head clear with some music on. It takes, you can do it 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Do it with your child. Go walk. Go for a bike ride. Walk your dog, you know. And sometimes you don't even need to talk. It's just that closeness and connection. So just keep that in mind. And never feel ashamed, I always say, or embarrassed if you need help or you need suggestions. You know, it seems like there's a pretty good group of people that do come on here and have some good ideas. And, you know, I think we both, you know, Dr. Lowe's been in the field longer than me. But I think we're trying to just provide, you know, some sense of safety and security and hope, you know, that things will turn around. Never lose your faith or your hope.
Yes,
things,
ma'am,
will get better.
It will. Thank you, Lisa, so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, hashtag, we got this. Important that we keep that in mind. Yes, the last challenging 2 or 3 years, but, you know, we have to have hope. If we got hope, we got faith. You will be able, we ought to be able to continue to work with our young people, get them on the right track so they can be able to socialize. Their socialization skills can be at the highest level, and they can understand that their values, their attitude, along with their habits, are developed through what they learn young, and that's what it's all about. That's what we wanted to talk about tonight, socialization and life after the pandemic. I will apologize for our difficult sometimes technically.
It happens.
You know, we're going to grind it. So what I need for everybody to do is that keep in mind that I truly love each and every one of you from my heart, truly from my heart. This is agape love. This is agape love. This is real. And truly, I thank you for taking time to be a part of this show tonight. And I want you also to remember, hashtag keep on grinding. Communicate for understanding. Make it do what it do. And it's all truly about having the opportunity to share your thoughts. So as we close out, we want you to be inactive, very inactive into what we're going through. It's an interactive show, and we're thankful for you. And I want to tell you truly from my heart, truly from my heart, and I want everybody to really feel it, because when I say it loud enough so you can hear it.
My favorite thing.
I'm going to tell you right now, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night.
Love you too.
Now, next week, let me share this with y'all. Next week, we won't have any shows next week, but we'll come back the following week with a couple shows on that second week because it is Labor Day week, and a lot of people taking advantage of the opportunity to enjoy not only Labor Day weekend, but Labor Day week, because I'll be out of town at the time. But we're going to make it do what it do. Have an awesome weekend, awesome holiday, awesome week, and we'll come back and roll and make it do what it do in 2 weeks. Truly, I love you, and I just love you, and love you, love you, love you.
And I love
good
you,
night.
Too.
All right. Awesome. Take care of yourself. Bye. Peace.
Night.